I bet. Welcome to Live Truth, where I speak nothing but the truth. How you doing? You good? Tight. So, today, right now, I'm recording. It's July 30th. But when you get this, it's probably going to be July 31st, to be honest. But today, July 30th, is a special day because today marks 5 years since I surrendered to God. July 30th, 2019, I was sitting in my room, chilling. I ain't know nothing about God. I ain't know who he was as a person. And I looked up and I like, hey, bro. Hey, bro. I heard you link some people. I got you. I'm loyal. I rock with you. You rock with me. I rock with you. All I want in life is to be happy. And some trials and tribulations came. Honestly, what you call it? I feel like I succeeded at, because I had to realize one thing. I learned so much. But before I even get into that, I want to say, so the question is, what's the difference between now and then? And honestly, I feel like I'm worse off than I was then. And I'm going to tell you why that's not a bad thing. I'm worse off when I don't got a taste of what I see. Like, I understand between blood, I see the lust. I'm fighting these different problems. Because I have a problem. I like people lusting over me. I have that problem. I see the temptations of the world. I see the want. I'm inside of the world. I see the world. And when I say I'm worse off than I was before, because I had all these different things on me now that I didn't have before. Before, I had that innocence that it was a bottle of innocence that never went outside. I was completely in a bubble. And now I'm in the world and I see the world for what it is. Before, I was isolated. And I'm worse off than I was before. But that's not a bad thing. Now I can understand what it is to fail and to get back up. Back then when I first got delivered, I tore my nose up at people who failed. I didn't understand why people chose the world. What was temptation? I didn't understand that because I was isolated. I isolated myself, so I never understand the wants of the world. And now I understand that. I understand the importance of God. If I can't see the wrongs of the world, how am I going to know the right? How I'm going to know how to go through if I never went through? How you only learn when you mess up. So how was I was going to learn? So it's a good thing that I'm worse off than I was before, because I had I was naive and isolated. Now my eyes is open and I'm strong. Honestly, before, difference between that, I was more strictly on his word and knowledge. That's the only thing really it got one up on me, because I did nothing but read, because I wanted to one up on him, truthfully. I wanted to know who he was so I can mimic that. What I mean by that, I wanted to learn so much from him so I can be the second in command. I wanted strength. I wanted that. I wanted the power to dictate other people, the power to control other people. That was my motivation. I wanted to be happy, and I felt like my happiness was to be on top. But now, I don't want that. Now, I'm living and I'm learning right now. Me living my learning is what got me right here. Before, I couldn't speak none of this stuff to you because I didn't know nothing. Don't ever let somebody who ain't never went through something or know anything about a situation speak on your situation, because in the day they never took a mile and walked in your shoes. And people who messed up is the best people to take advice from, because they can understand really what's going on and how you can move forward from that. I can give you no advice about messing up besides get up. I can give you that empathy that other people need, and now got me going through and learn these different things. I can help be sympathetic with people who instead of tuning my face up at them like I would before, now I can sit there and be down there eye to eye with them. Like, it's okay. Get up. I'm going to help you. I can really stand in the gap with these people and help these people and use this God-given guidance to help guide these people because I understand. Like, no, I ain't going to go through everything other people go through, but I can have an understanding and have empathy. Empathy can take you farther than anything could. So, yeah, I'm worse off than I was before, but I'm wiser and I'm stronger. Like, yeah, they got me, yeah, my old me got me beat when it comes to getting knowledge, but I was getting knowledge for the wrong things before. I was getting knowledge so I can have power, but now I need to get knowledge so I can grow and help people. Now, I really want, before I was getting saved for me, because I wanted me to be happy. Now I'm getting stronger and really trying to surrender myself daily for other people. Before I didn't want to preach. I want to tell people what to do. Now I want to help and guide people. And like, it's crazy because I used to like really like, dang, I used to kind of beat up myself. Cause I was like, boy, I used to just sit, read. Till like right now, I'm thinking I was reading for the wrong reasons. But he used that for my benefits because I know I got that knowledge now. And so, it's like everything he gonna use for your benefit. And I'm fighting things so hard now. But I'm like, this all gonna make sense in the end, you know? And I'll be like, God, you just pray on something. You'd be like, God, why you ain't removing it? Because it's for your benefit. Just keep praying. Like, keep praying. And move towards that removal. Don't just ask him to do something and you don't work for it to remove. Because God ain't going to move. God, I want the quarters to be on heads. But you ain't flipped the quarter. You ain't got a quarter. So how you going to ask God for the quarter to be on heads if you ain't do it? You feel me? So, yeah. And, like, yeah. This is really, like, right now, I feel like I'm worse off than I was, but I gained so much more because of that. And my eyes is open, and I really, really want to help people now. Honestly, I was saying I wanted to preach before because I wanted that power over people. Now I want that. I have sympathy for people, and it had to take me to go through. It had to take me to go in the world to understand that. And now it's like I'm better off for it. Honestly, like I had my own battles with God, and I wrestled with God for a minute. But I understand now the bigger picture. And so with that, you know, I'm going to give you some scriptures. And honestly, it's really not no topic for this. You know, it's just happy anniversary to me. Happy anniversary to me. All right. And so, you know, I'm trying to look for some, like, scriptures that really will, you know, help. God's plans for salvation. Let's see. 195. Hold on. God will for your life. Let's do this one. I like this one. Mm-hmm. Okay, bet. Ooh, this is Isaiah 30:21. Whether you turn to right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Okay, and with that, I feel like no matter what, God's always with you. You will leave God, God will never leave you. You hear me? You will leave God, God will never leave you. Okay. Okay. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 15 to 17. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. And what I get from that is, watch how you live, and everything's like I said, trials and tribulations, bro. Everything is a reason why everything is happening. if it's your fault or God's will. Like, God, it's kind of crazy because God put me in situations not too long ago, a couple months ago, and it was a very sticky situation. I couldn't understand. I don't know. It's just, it was crazy and weird, and I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. Is it me? Until he said, no, I did that. And I'm like, what you did that for? Like, what you doing, bro? Like, why you do that? He control everything. Yes, we have free will, but he control everything. He make our mistakes our lessons. So don't fail the lesson because you so stuck on the fact it's a mistake. It's a lesson. And you can't learn nothing if you don't make a mistake. Okay. How do I feel about this scripture right here? I bet. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1, 5, 6, 11, 12. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father he delights in. And that's that. Like, if he ain't care nothing about you, he won't do nothing for you. Like, he won't even worry about doing no scriptures for you. I'm not worried about putting you through trials and tribulations. It's a reason why he is how he is. And I want to read my favorite scripture before we end this off real quick. It's Matthew 5. It's Matthew 5. It's the Beatitudes. Alright. Matthew 5, verses 3-12. Bet. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for their kingdoms Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. My bad. Blessed are those who persecuted because of the righteousness, for their kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you falsely, and say all evil against you because of God. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. And for insane the way they persecute the prophets who were before you. And just, that's my favorite scripture right now, because it shows the people who go through are the ones that are blessed. People who go through are the ones, the people who gonna get attacked are the one that, if you're getting attacked, you doing what you're supposed to do. You are the person you're supposed to be. Don't get that confused. So, yeah. It's straight like that. You know, thank you for listening to Lyric Truth, where I speak nothing but the truth. And it's my truth. Type. And, yeah. I don't know what name this. I'm going to say God's anniversary. Yeah, that's the title of this, God's anniversary. So, I see y'all on Saturday. With Saturday actually will be my birthday. So, you know, you already know the type of vibes we're going to be on. So, happy belated early birthday to me. And happy coming to God to me, too. Happy anniversary to me. Happy anniversary to you, God. And one day, you know, I would love to hear about y'all anniversaries, God. And how I'm going to celebrate mine is going to sleep and reading my Bible. Something that he want me to do, especially reading my Bible. So, yeah, y'all have a good day.